Would you learn with me about assuming positive intent? Because this is fantastically helpful for being happy, for having healthy relationships, and for not looking stupid, for not getting so upset at something that really wasn't bad. Here's a couple of examples after I describe what positive intent means. Wow, whatever just crawled on my leg, that was unexpected. Now I'm going to assume positive intent, that whatever crawled on my leg wasn't trying to kill me. Whatever crawled on my leg was simply saying hello. That's positive intent. When you assume positive intent, you assume things are done for a good reason. And this is really helpful because then when you want to do something, then you assume positive intent in your own intentions as well. For example, I just received a comment that you could easily look at and think, oh, that's a hater. I've got so many comments, you spammer, all these comments suggesting that, even comments saying I'm not sober, lots of things you could look at and think these are haters, these are, the intent behind these is to tear down, to hurt. You could look at thousands of the comments on my videos and think the intention of the comments is to hurt. But I look at it and I see the intention of the comments is to help. It's to help me do what I need to do for you today. That's the intention of the comments. For example, Team Humble just posted on my newest Steam account creation service post on Steam. He said, I'm about to unfollow you unless you can explain why your service costs so much. It looks like you're just hoarding Steam power. And a few other things that if I had assumed negative intent, I would have been very frustrated about. Instead, I assume positive intent that he's helping me answer questions that hundreds of other people are likely to have too. He is helping me to clarify something that I probably didn't clarify very well in the initial post. He is helping me to make a better quality post. I'll give some more examples. On the videos I do for music, you've got people on there that say, this is horrible, you're a crappy music producer, kill yourself, all these things. And if I looked at those as negative intent, that these people are trying to hurt me, they're trying to tear me down, then I'd have to defend myself against them. I'd have to start fighting and saying, I'm not gonna kill myself, or I'm not a horrible music producer. I would have to try and act like those comments were hurting me somehow. I would have experienced the hurt whenever I have not assumed positive intent. Let's make some other examples of this. My wife goes out with my daughter and does something, and she's gone an hour or two longer than I thought she'd be gone. Now, if I assume positive intent, which I do, then there's no problem. There's no problem at all, is there? Oh, hi, honey, good to see you again. Now, if I assume negative intent, this gets real stupid fast. Where you been? Who were you with? What did you do with our daughter? I can't believe, well, how dare you? Oh my, you see, when you assume negative intent, it makes life harder on you. When I assume negative intent, it makes my life awful. I couldn't do what I do if I assumed every person commenting on a video and calling me a scammer, a spammer, a dirty, rich, white, privileged thief. If I thought every comment was out there with the intent to take me down, I couldn't live with myself. Which is probably why some people are trying to be helpful and saying, kill yourself. It's certainly something I've thought of a lot during my life when I assumed negative intent. The problem is, I used to assume negative intent, and when we assume negative intent, we also assume negative intent about ourselves. You see, I used to assume negative intent a lot. I'd go around thinking, this politician, they said this, they're trying to do this and screw everyone over and ruin the world. I assumed frequently that if a girl didn't call, she never wanted to see me again, this was the end of my romantic life, that I would then have to kill myself, or not getting to talk to her again. Oh my God, what do I do? And when I did that, I had such a miserable existence where I desperately tried to even scrape a little bit of happiness out of having a whole bunch of numbing and a whole bunch of addictions. And today I'm grateful I don't have to do that. When I assume positive intent, I don't need to wonder why someone hasn't called, because I assume they haven't called for the right reasons. When I haven't heard back from someone, I don't need to get impatient, because I assume that there's a reason. I don't need to hear back from that person yet. When I go and do my work online, I assume positive intent, because this makes a huge difference in my life. You see, then when I go to do something, I tend to do it with positive intent. When I posted this Steam account creation service today, it was with positive intent to help people. There was a lady who watches, I think, the YouTube videos named Charlotte. She asked, she said, it's been 10 days. I haven't heard back from Steam yet. How do I get a new account? Would you help out with this? And that inspired me to create a service that, yes, if you really want to get on and nothing's working, then sure. All you need to do is use my Steam account creation service and I'll make an account for you. Done. I know that I created that with positive intent. Now, all these positives and negatives are kind of arbitrary in a bigger sense, but for now, let's just keep it not totally in the clouds and outer space and functional, so to speak. When I choose what kind of intent I perceive things with, then I tend to do things with positive intent as well. When I tend to look at people are screwing me over and have negative intent, then I also tend to do things with a negative intent as well. I tend to be sleazy. I tend to, like when I used to date, I very much was having negative intent. And I assume the girls had negative intent too. Like, if they're not calling me, all these bad things. And then I assumed that my natural, normal needs to have companionship and sex were a negative thing. And that's the worst thing to suffer with, is when we condemn our normal needs into being something negative. That's when we really are miserable, because each of us has some kind of a desire to be connected and intimate with others. Each of us has a desire to eat and live happily and safely and to have some comforts. And these are good desires. These are natural. These are normal. We're not weird for wanting to have sex. We're not weird for wanting to eat or to have somewhere nice to sleep. We're not weird for wanting to feel like we belong in the human race. We're not weird for these things. These things are good. These things are normal. But when we assume that other people are weird for wanting to have sex, then we therefore are judged as weird for wanting to have sex as well. When I used to judge and look at other guys, especially in girls too, I used to have such negative intent for everyone else's sex life. Well, he's just trying to have sex with her, and he's never gonna be a good boyfriend for her, and she's just trying to use him for his money. And when I had negative intent for other people all the time, I got negative intent on my own desires. I felt like a pervert for having perfectly normal sexual desires. I wanted to have sex. There's nothing wrong with wanting to have sex, whether you're a kid or whether you're a senior that's 100 years old. These are perfectly normal desires. And when we label these things, when we see negative intent, when we judge things, you might have even like, well, kids don't have sexual desires. I've had sexual desires as long as I can remember. And that's not weird. That's normal. And there's good intent behind sharing this that can come up again. Well, you shouldn't have shared that. That's too much shame. That's, oh my God, this. You see, when we get into this negative intent, the world is a miserable place to live in. And the best thing we could hope for is the misery to end. And then the craziest thing is when we get upset at people dying, it's crazy because we're miserable in this world, and how dare they leave us behind to go to a better place. They have bad intent. They died and intended to leave us behind. We assume negative intent for all kinds of tragedies that in our own world seem like grace. well, this person went out and shot all these people, and this person's horrible. I was just talking to family. This person's horrible. In a world where everyone's miserable, someone that liberates the others from that world is a hero. You see, it's only sad if people are murdered when life is peaceful and happy and worth living. Then it's sad to see people go out and just slaughter each other. But if the world is a miserable, awful place, if people are wrong, if these organizations are all to be feared, then it really, you can't look at then getting released from that horrible prison as something that's bad either. You see, I've given you some things here that I hope are challenging if you are able to stick with me and say, well, I see that he's sharing this because he loves life. He loves me. He's giving me tools to love and enjoy my life. He's giving me a way of looking at life that leaves him happy 99% of the time, enjoying life, grateful to be alive, exploring, playful, fun, and yet able to use higher mental functionality as well. If you assume positive intent, this video may be incredibly inspirational. Oh my God, this is so good. I'm gonna go do this right now. If you assume negative intent though, you've probably not even been able to get this far in. Unless you just want something to complain about today and you want a really deep, you want to be able to just go on about this video for like 20 minutes. God, and he said this and then he said that. You see? If you assume a positive intent in every situation, life is really good. Almost everything gets fixed, even the driver that's tailgating you. If you assume positive intent, yes, you can assume positive intent with a driver tailgating you. You can just assume they're doing their best. They're in a hurry, they're panicking, they're scared, they're afraid. They're not running into you. Their intent is to get where they're going as fast as possible. It's nothing personal that you happen to be the car in front of them. I had a whole family. We were in the car the other day and a car nearly hit us. And amazingly, I didn't assume negative intent. I assumed this driver's doing their very best. I assume they're trying to get where they're going without wrecking. I assume they are not interested in wrecking my car. I assume they're a good person who might be in a little fear or scared or distracted or playing around or whatever it is. I assume this is a person doing their best driving who cares about getting where they're going in one piece. That's assuming positive intent. And it's so powerful. That's why I'm so psyched up to share this with you today. And I've put stuff in here that I hope if you're assuming positive intent, you've flown right through that. And if you've hit something in this video and it's blown your mind here, I could bring gun control up too. I almost bought an NRA lifetime membership before and was a police officer. And then since then, I've sold my guns because statistics show and my own personal experience shows the most likely person the guns will get used on is yourself and then your family and then your friends and then maybe someone else. So it's not really worth having them personally, but I don't see the need to regulate anyone else's business either. You see, if we all assume positive intent, if we love each other, if we take care of our fellow human beings, then our fellow human beings won't think the best way to get their needs met is to get guns and go shoot other human beings. You see, every human being starts out as a beautiful baby love. And along the way, each of us learns the best way to get our normal, natural needs met. How to have sex, how to belong, how to eat, how to fit in. And we learn to satisfy these needs based on all the programming we see around us. The sources we choose to input ourselves with, if we choose to spend an hour a day watching the news, that is conditioning us as to how to have our needs satisfied. If you watch my videos every day, that's conditioning you as to how to have your needs satisfied. If you are on the internet, the websites you go to, the things you watch condition you for how to get your needs met. If you assume positive intent, you assume everyone's out there to help you. Even things that look bad can be guidance in a different direction. I have a lot of bad ideas, And all of those are helpful to point me in the right direction. All of those are helpful for my learning and growth. Thank you very much for experiencing this with me out here in the Florida heat, even though it's October. Thank you. I love you. You're awesome. I've shared this with the hope that all of the same kinds of things I've heard can be given back to you and shared in a way that makes sense today that has a huge, powerful, positive impact on your life. Although if you want to see negative intent, I'm sure you'll find all kinds of reasons I've shared this that relate to how disgusting I am. So I trust you to interpret this however you want to. Thank you for joining me for Happier People Podcast, which the title of it is the point of it as well. I love you. You are awesome. And I will hope to see you again in every single video or post I ever make. So I can make a whole lot of money and then be better than you. See, now that was a joke right there, right? That was a joke. He's doing these to make money and be better than me. It's time to lose your mind and let the crazy out. I just like to hear myself talk. That's real. That's way too real.